welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Awesome. My name is Jonathan, and I just want to echo the welcome from Andrew. It's my real honour and privilege to be the congregational leader here in Kingdom Faith in Worthing. And we love the reality that God can give us a brand new life. And I know many that have come this morning, you already know that life and you've experienced that life, and that's great. But we want to make sure this morning everybody leaves with a touch from the Lord this morning. We love to celebrate life. Part of baptism at Caroline is about celebrating life. And we had some blue cards at the beginning of our service time because we also know that God hears our cry. The Bible says anyone who asks receives. Have we got anyone's in the room this morning? Just put your hands up if you're anyone, right? So this isn't about anyone that's over 50 or anyone that's over 5'6", whatever. No, this is anyone who knows that Jesus wants to do something and that knows that Jesus can do something, anyone. I love the fact that Jesus qualifies those who should really be disqualified. So I love that. So that was the blue cards. The orange ones, I'm just going to read a few of these out, because the orange cards for me personally just constantly remind me just how big God is. Because God doesn't just want to work in your life, but also through your life. But it also reminds me constantly just how alive God is. I like that, is that Jesus is big and Jesus is alive. Every other religion in the world follows a dead God. I'm just very happy that my faith is in a living one. He died for a little while, but now he lives again and he changes lives today. So I'm really happy that my faith, and many people here, your faith is in the risen Jesus. Is that true? Is that okay to say that? Here's some thanksgiving here. This is one from Sharon. Thank you, Lord, for all those who serve each week, building the church before and after the meeting. Bless them abundantly. If you were involved in any way, shape or form in just making this morning happen, can you just, if you still got the strength, jump to your feet. If you're on teas, coffees, unlocking the door, setting up the sound, just jump to your feet. Some of them are already up on their feet. Thank you. We just want to say we love you, we honour you. You serve in the house and we benefit from that. So we just want to bless you. Thanks, Sharon, for that reminder. Here's one from Sonia. Sonia, this is amazing. Sonia, just stand up for a minute. Sonia is amazing. The story is amazing. She says, thank you, Lord, for my new job. Thank you for your great favour. Thank you, lovely praying ladies. Amen. If you want to find out more, have a chat with Sonia when you grab a coffee. This is a massive... Where's Karen? She was over here. Karen, just come out and join me in a minute. Karen's just come back from 2 weeks' holiday in Italy. But there's all kinds of exciting things. Why don't you just read out your card for everybody, Karen? Because I think that's awesome. Do you want me to hold that?
Thank you. So thank you, Father, that both my mum and dad gave their lives to Jesus. It goes on. After seeing the miraculous changes in my life when Jesus set me free 20 years ago, just as I did 7 years ago when Mum and Dad died, I now celebrate with abundant peace and joy that as Dad passed away on Thursday night, he's not dead but is walking his eternal life. It's just so awesome.
Powerful, right? Let's give God some praise. He takes our life and exchanges his life for it. That's awesome. Where's Colin? Colin's here somewhere. It's you, mate. Arise and shine. Or just arise then. There's a bit of shine. Sorry. We just... All of them. Who said you could sit down? Just stand up. Again, Sharon's good at reminding us, but every week, without being asked or expected, you just serve. And we thank God for that. And, you know, you're not the youngest member of the congregation, but you live as if you are. And I like that because it inspires me. So bless you. We thank you. We love you. There's one from Merla, who's joined us again this morning. We miss Merla, don't we, those of you who know Merla? I'm so amazed and so grateful that after a friendship that was broken for almost 10 years, it has now been fully restored. Amen. And these three are all the same, in the sense that they want to give thanks for the same people, and we want to give thanks for the same people. I'd just like us all to stand. In the world today, certainly in the Western world, marriage is not valued in much of a sense, to be honest. We won't go into all of that because this is recorded. But in terms of God's marriage, there are certain things that he puts in place and certain expectations. And it's always a tremendous role model to society when Christian marriage goes the distance in terms of years. And we want to honour 30 years of a married couple, Larry and Judy, if you want to come out and join me. So, Larry tells me he was only 6 when he got married, but I don't believe him, to be honest. Okay. Judy was only 5.
I like the young ones.
Yes. But we just love you. We love what you represent in marriage and commitment to Jesus and to one another. We know that your marriage got transformed when you let Jesus into the middle of it. Yes. And he is constantly transforming it day by day.
Absolutely.
And if you want to find out about how to live a Christian married life, then have a chat with them, all right? Because they can give you some tips and pointers. If you're a single person and you want to live for 30 years in marriage, then first you need to find a spouse, all right? So fill out a blue card. If you've already married and you don't like the marriage that you're in, see them anyway.
Come on.
Because they can help redeem it and restore it. But these guys also, God has used them to bring some written material into the marriage world through books and training materials. So, you know, God is using them in all kinds of ways. So if you want to, just reach out your hands towards them. Father, I want to thank you for the great grace that you've put upon Larry and Judy in these last 30 years. But we thank you for an increase of that grace for the next 30. We thank you that the years of greatness are ahead of them. The years of greater fruitfulness and influence are ahead of them. We speak peace and joy and refreshment over your marriage, over your relationship with Jesus and your relationship with one another. We speak blessing over your household, over your family group, that they also will be an example of faithfulness. When it comes to relationships, you're going to break in a fresh and in a new way and just show the world how you are committed to each of us. So we thank you for knowing them. Thank you for the honor of just loving them and seeing them grow and develop and being a role model to us for your glory and for your honor. And everybody said, amen. Bless you guys. Awesome. As you sit down, if you want to turn to the person next to you and say, hello, are you dry?
Yes.
I was going to say something clever now, I can't remember what it was. You all sat down now, rubbish. Just turn to the person next to you and say, I'm really happy that you're here. Can you hear me now?
Woohoo!
Test. Work well. Broken. Oh, sec. What? Yes, great. Thank you. Colin appreciates that because. Colin, that one's full. Anyway, awesome. It's also great. Just want to reinforce the welcome. If you're here for the first time, I know lots of friends of Caroline are here. And. People who studied a word with Caroline here. I'm not allowed to do that. People who just have been on their Christian journey with Caroline and here, you're really, really welcome. If you just turned up because you saw the banner up, or you thought there's nothing going on the telly this morning, or you thought, well, whatever, then you're really welcome as well. And we also have a really quiet group of people, some of the quietest people that I've known for a while, from our Bible school. See, they're really quiet. They need some help to respond. And just put your hands up if you're from the Bible school. Anyway, we're blessed to have you here with us. And those of you that are part of the Kingdom Faith congregation here, we're going to let some of these guys visit our three congregations over the next few weeks. And we're going to pray, have some chats with them. They can have some chats with us. And then at the Impact Worthing, which is on the 9th of November, I think, is we'll have a group of students with us to pray for our town together, also in Horsham and also in Crawley. So that's really exciting. So we really welcome you guys. They've already drunk a lot of the coffee. They haven't eaten all the cake, though, because we wouldn't let them in to the room where the cake was. I just had some thoughts, really, and interestingly how both Josh and Caroline have kind of really set me up, which is great. And that's when I was praying about today, a couple of days ago, God just gave me this one piece of scripture. The scriptures in the Bible that we use is going to come up behind me on the screen. So if you haven't got the Bible, it's fine. But just to explain really what we have just done and the significance of it. And that is from Colossians 3:3-4. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. And I just want to put some thoughts around that one part of the Bible. And some of it Caroline has shared, some of it Josh has already given testimony to. And that is that Jesus is not the person of the Bible and only the person of the Bible. Jesus actually is the person that the Bible talks about that is alive and real today. Jesus is exactly the same in every kind of way than he's ever been. So this truth, this bit of the Bible, and as a Christian we call that truth, says this interesting statement, for you died. Now how many in the room have died? When Andrea said, find your heart, did any of you have an issue to find it? Did you? Everybody's okay. Frank, you're all great. Frank, mate. Okay. So what does this mean then? Because we've all been born, we're all born, we're all alive, we all came into the room, we're all breathing. But what this actually means is, in terms of God's view and God's hope, is that we would live eternally with him. We would live, say live. But yet if we don't know Jesus, we can walk around like we're living, but actually there's something dead on the inside of us. So it can feel like we're doing everything that we can, and a bit like Josh was saying, you know, we're involved in life and we're getting influenced by this, and people are telling us this, and people are showing us this, and we can walk around life and society, but actually there's something dead on the inside of us. There's a whistle there, and I don't know the words. If you just go in and pull the cord that somebody's pressed by mistake. There's a reset button in there. For those listening on the tape, this is going to be an amazing message. This is incredible. Because see, what Caroline was sharing and what Josh was giving some testimony to is that at some point on their journey, they were alive in one level, but they were dead on the inside. And actually, they were alive to what they said was the wrong kind of stuff. And they were dead to the right kind of stuff. And what this scripture in the Bible tells me and wants to tell you, I'm just going to share that, is you have a tremendous opportunity today to die. Thanks so much for telling me that. I came all this way. Because when we baptize someone like we did with Caroline, and this is why we deliberately didn't make it too warm, because it's not like a shampoo and a set kind of morning. Because what it represents is it's a funeral service. Now, we wouldn't have put on our website or on the thing outside, you know, walk up to our funeral service today, and we do great tea and coffee, because the room would have been half empty. But the reality is, as far as God is concerned, is that we've now buried Caroline. Her husband probably have a word with me in a minute. in the sense that we've acknowledged that Caroline has died to her own desires and her own needs and her own wants and her own longings and her own stuff, and she's instead is given herself to the life of Jesus who now lives in her. What the Bible puts up and what we've just seen behind me is that Caroline died and her life is now hidden with Christ in God. And I just want to explain for a moment what being hidden means. It means that you're protected. It means that you're concealed. It means that you're preserved. It means that you are provided for. It means that you are guided by. Being hidden in God doesn't mean that you totally disappear. It's just that God appears more than we do. Amen. Let's just put it this way, if I can. I'll take one of these blue cards. Blue card. Just say blue card. What colour's the card? You're so good. It's almost like J24/7. Just imagine that this is your life. Say, this blue card is like my life. Maybe a bit thin on top. I have no idea. You see what I did then? Maybe it's a bit bendy, a bit wobbly. When stuff happens, it's a bit shaky. When maybe you've got loads of debt and it's a bit like, ah, maybe you've got loads of sickness. Ooh, maybe you've just got loads of disappointment. Ah, there's all kinds of stuff. At least laugh in Italian. Bless. But when you give your life to Jesus, and just for this, the example of this morning, that this, as a Christian, I believe is every thought God's ever had, and he's written it down. It tells me who God is, tells me what he's done, tells me what he's done for me. So just imagine for a moment, this is God, this is God's life. I know it's a Bible, but it represents the life of God. What does this represent? What does this represent? Right. When you give your life to Jesus, all of this flippy floppy, uppy downy, whirly curly, all kinds of person has issues and has no future and a very short term hope, all of that person gets put in there. Woo! And when I gave my life to Jesus, and when Josh did, and when Caroline did, and others in the room did, it's like we disappeared. That's what this means. My life is now hidden in Christ with God. And sometimes on my journey, and maybe for you on your journey, I just want to do my own thing. Hello. Because there's nobody in a room like that, okay? So this is just me, just talking about myself. Maybe, you know, I just sense, you know, God's telling me to turn left. It's like, I'm going to turn right. Hello. Or maybe I've got an issue at home and God says, actually, if you forgive them, it'll be all right. Hello. Maybe he's saying, why don't you just take a bit of time just listening to me? We call it prayer as Christians. Like the Bible says pray. And it's like, well, actually, I'm all right because I do it on my own. And all of the time, God just wants himself to be seen. But there's just a sticky out bit. That's a Hebrew word. Just say sticky out bit. Sticky out. See, I mean, you guys are so gullible sometimes. Sticky out bit. This sticky out bit leaves us a bit vulnerable where that bit sticking out. That might be language. It might just be wrong choices. It might just be wrong relationships. It might just be how we use our money. It might be anything. But it keeps us vulnerable when God actually wants us to be hidden. Do you understand? Are you still with me here? Because when I gave my life to Jesus, and when the Bible says we give our lives to Jesus, it's not like that. God is really good at dealing with our past. He removes it. Which is why we might go into Jesus like that, but we come out like that. Now that was deep. We might end up going in with, I just have got no excitement, I've just got no hope, I just feel miserable, got no sense of why I'm here, what my value is. Maybe I'm just miserable. And then suddenly, he wipes it all clean. And he begins to write this onto this. That's why the Bible says that we died. When you give your life to Jesus, and you can do that any time, you don't get a better life. You get a totally different life. You don't get an upgrade. You get totally rebuilt and new. The Bible says it's a new creation. I think that's exciting. But then the challenge is this one, and I'm just going to kind of pull things together here, is that I can make choices. You were made to, and so was I. But my choices can either be influenced through the life of God that is now in me, and now I'm in him, or I can make my own choices. But I need to choose which ones I want to make. See, God doesn't come and say, it's either Yahweh or the highway. He says, come on, I can work through you differently. I can change that attitude. I can heal that disease because I've taken it. You see, when our lives get put into Jesus, our sickness record looks like that. Oh, well, I can't help it. You don't know what I'm like. I don't. You don't know what I've come through. I don't. But I know that when you give your life to Jesus, you end up like that. When we empty the pool, and Richard's already pulled the plug out, and I like to think of it like this, and Caroline surmised it really, really well, so I don't want to repeat everything she said. She said this. Her past has gone down the plug hole, never to be seen again. And yet Caroline's here. Well, that's how it works. Because Caroline died when she gave her life to Jesus. The old Caroline that always did the same old things in the same old way just died. And instead, the life of Jesus is now in her. And her life is now brand new, like a new creation. No more in condemnation. I like that. So when our lives are hidden in Christ, does it mean it's easy? Well, Jesus didn't say that. John 16:33 says this, I've told you all these things. He told a big story to his disciples, his followers, so that in me you may have peace. I believe there's people here this morning. You just need peace. Maybe your life's in pieces. Maybe your mind is all over the place. Maybe your body is all over the place. Maybe it's screaming at you. I hurt. Don't press that. Don't touch that. This is what you've been told you're going to do. I have no idea what's going on in your body. All I know is that peace is not a lack of noise. It's the presence of the Prince of Peace. All I know is peace isn't where it's all sorted, but it's all still on the inside. All I know is that peace is not that you just think happy thoughts. It's just that you let God inside your thinking to bring comfort and peace to your thinking. All I know is peace isn't just because you take all the pills that you need to pop, but you take that one pill called Jesus and you swallow it and it affects you for the rest of your life. Because Jesus says you will have trouble, hubble bubble, toil and trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And if your life is hidden in Christ, guess what? You also have overcome the world in him. I think that's worth something. And because we're a little bit slow, I'll just give you one more scripture up here because sometimes, I don't know, you, I need to read it a few times to get it. 1 John 4:4 says this. You dear children, and this is amazing because when we give our lives to Jesus, the Bible says we become adopted, we become part of God's family, which is awesome. You dear children are from God and have overcome them because, say because, here's the reason. Here is the reason why we can overcome all things. The one who is in you is permanent, present reality, greater, say greater, bigger, stronger, fitter, faster, whatever you want to call it. Almost do some exercises in. Day 24/7, I'm in there. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. It's a reality. If you've given your life to Jesus, this is true for you. Does it mean we're living like it? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We get a bit sticky-outy. Okay, we do that by saying, God, I'm sorry, I just tried to do it on my own. Help me, forgive me. Help me not to do it again. And suddenly, our lives disappear. Let's all stand up, shall we? Jesus wants to heal you. Three of you think that's okay. Rest of you, it's like, oh, I don't know. Jesus wants to heal you. I know it's true because he wants to heal people every day. But more importantly, the Bible speaks to me that Jesus has already healed you. He's not waiting for now to do it. He's already done it. We haven't got time to go into all of the history, but we're the right side of history. It's called the cross. You might say it's Easter or the bunny time or Easter rabbits. I've no idea what you think Easter is, but for me, it's victory was released. Just close your eyes a minute. It all goes dark, but we're not afraid of the dark. If you are afraid of the dark, you don't have to be. Because when Jesus comes into our life, he also becomes the light. And he says, when it's dark, the light shines brighter. So if you are afraid of the dark, the quiet, the secret mumblings, the murmurs, the what ifs, could ifs, gossip, whatever, you don't have to be afraid of that. Because Jesus is your light. He's your safety net. He's your provider, he's your healer, he's your redeemer, he's your comfort, the Bible says. So just agree with who he is. Right now, I don't have to have a worried mind. I'm not going to be troubled. I'm just going to trust in Jesus and let that peace permeate my head. The Bible puts it this way. Do not worry about tomorrow. It's got enough worries of its own. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you. Maybe you've just got something going off in your body. I don't know. Pains, strains, mumps, bumps or grumps. I have no idea. No idea. All I know is that Jesus healed them all. And if you ask him, he will heal you today. A couple of weeks ago, we saw, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 people maybe just getting touched by the healing power of God. All kinds of conditions. God just touched them. He wants to do the same today with you. If you just dare to ask him. If you just dare to ask him. Say, Jesus, please prove yourself real to me. Please touch my life afresh. If you've given your life to Christ, then you can thank him that your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Because it's true. If you're aware of stuff sticking out, just say, Lord, I'm really sorry about that attitude or about this habit or just about that response or just about that reaction. Please forgive me. And immediately, it's just God. Maybe for some of you, you know, you've known Jesus for a while. You've followed him the best you can. You've read your Bible the best you can. You've prayed the most you can and the best you can. Well, let me tell you, there's a greater helper than you. And he's called the Holy Spirit. There's a greater prayer than you. He's called the Holy Spirit. There's someone who understands the Bible better than you. He's called the Holy Spirit. Maybe you just need to ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon you afresh right now. He will. He will if you ask him. If you think about it, you'll end up having a conversation in your head and the strongest thought will win the day. Now let Jesus win the day. Let Jesus win the day. Father, I want to thank you for every person under the sound of my voice right now. I want to thank you that Holy Spirit, you just touch them at their point of need right now. Come against every sickness and I break that influence. In the name of Jesus, I say you have no right, no place, no ownership on anybody's life in this room. Because you have been judged by Jesus and you've been taken by Jesus for eternity. Thank you where there's any sense of rejection or heartache or headache. I just thank you that you lift that from people's hearts right now. Because you are the lifter of our heads. You came to make us whole. People are in here and they've got no sense of purpose or destiny. I want to thank you that Holy Spirit, you speak into their hearts about your purpose for them and your destiny for them as they follow you and seek you and live and love for you. Because I thank you that you never disappoint, ever. We might be hard pressed, but we're never crushed. Never. Thank you for your grace right now over people's heads, over their hearts, over their fingers. Thank you for the releasing some joints in the knuckles right now. I thank you that your grace is more than enough. I want to thank you for your healing in the backs of knees, on the ligaments, on the upper muscular areas of the legs. I thank you for freedom in that area right now because you are more than enough. I want to thank you that you just speak into a medical prognosis and diagnosis and say, no, my word is enough. My word is the last word. My word is the final word because I am in you and I am greater than he that is in the world. So I want to thank you that you send forth your word right now and you release your healing grace. You release your healing power. Hallelujah. I thank you for every emotional hurt, every scarring, wounding, disappointment. I thank you right now. You comfort those people and they will know you. They will know you. And a couple of the guys in the room that just feel so guilty, and I know what that feels like. Let me just help you. Everybody in this room is guilty. Everybody. There are no exceptions to that. But the difference is that when you give that guilt to Jesus, he takes it away and you'll never see it again. We all do stuff wrong. But Jesus is the right doer, not the wrong doer. And if you give that heartache, that headache, that, oh God, just keep blowing it, give it to Jesus right now. And I know this, he will hide it and you will never see it again. As east is from the west, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Every time we say sorry to Jesus and mean it in our heart, the Bible calls it confess. Every time we confess when we've gone wrong, not only does God forgive, he forgets. And you end up just like a piece of blue card with nothing on it at all. Free. I said free. Anybody want to be free this morning? Come on. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, let's lift up our hands and worship him. Just lift up our hands. Just lift up our hands. Whether you know Jesus or not really isn't important right now. He knows you intimately, perfectly. He knows you. Just respond to him right now. He's in the room.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.